everybody. Well, today's our BBS radio program. Today is Wednesday. This is Creation Lightship Healing. And normally on Wednesdays, we answer a lot of questions and do some healing work. Today's date is November 16th, 2016. So let's clear the date. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels good. And let's activate the light beams, bringing more peace energy to you. Do they come stronger, 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 and stronger? And think of a situation that you've been dealing with, physical pain or an emotional one. Hopefully they should start to are leaving you as you do the clearings. And be in the now to do any manifestations that started. And I think on the next program, which is Friday, we'll take away the other six source energies. So if you want to tune in to our Friday program, they'll be released. Oh, here we go. Your situation, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's great. I want to thank the people out there who sent in information on Antarctica to me. That's wonderful. Let's kind of talk about it a little bit. Let's see. I don't know if it was two weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, something like that. Had events happening down there where they did a lot of stuff to the underground tunnels, looking for people escaping. These are the physical people that we haven't affected yet. So they were taken away, shackles and handcuffs, etc. And so what you're probably hearing about on the news now is people are being hunted down possibly, or they're being looked for, or, you know, maybe in the next year they'll be having wars against, you know, trials and from these people for their... dirty deeds to humanity, etc. Well, those people aren't here. It's just the clones that they're looking for, or that they're talking about, because people want to see justice, but they're already gone. From there, what I saw a couple weeks ago, thereabouts, and then Senator Kerry went to Antarctica about a week after that, but what I saw was a large, won't say UFO, I'll say ship, alien ship, or human, ship that was made here. Looks like it's probably one that the Germans made, and it was in the ice, not inside of their tunnel system where the cities are. It was outside, and it was about 300 feet down, about 500 foot in diameter. And it had a tail fin on it. So that's what I saw. And after that, maybe everybody started flocking over there to look at it, maybe thinking that that's their bus ticket out of here if they can get it out of the ice. Anyway, that's what I saw. So that's kind of a heads up for people. So I'll turn it back over to Michelle. You out of the makeup room, Michelle, and you feeling good and all perky tonight?
Yes, so perky. It's Wednesday, so yay, this day is over. That's wonderful. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship show. Ron, as you were speaking there, I do have somebody who just wrote in a little blurb by Michael Sala and what he has to say about that particular subject. And then it made me think of a story that somebody told me a long time ago. He was a military person, and I'm not sure if I should say it now or if I should save it for Friday. But it was about this particular subject matter. So first, I'm going to read what Michael Sala wrote in the blurb that was sent. It may have been sent to you as well, but it was sent to us here at the... to do on the radio show. Would you like me to read that?
That'd be great. Yeah, we'll see what it is. Yeah.
Okay. So It says, article, UFO War in Antarctica, Fact or Fiction, by Michael Sala. There is a UFO war in Antarctica. It involves the U.S., China, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. It is a united war effort. It has expanded also to the Pacific Ocean and also near San Francisco. The total is about 200 ships with submarines. There are many spaceship sightings. 20 UFOs left the Antarctica at 25,000 miles per hour and went to Guadalajara, Mexico. 15 others went to Argentina. This morning, 12 more went to Chile. This is a five-nation coalition, UFO war outbreak and expanding. The UFOs have bases under the water. There is detailed picture of a spaceship iced up as it emerges from the water. And that is, was another thing that was sent to us. It looks like a place that beings could actually go in, like an opening to a cave. But some people think it is a picture of a spaceship that's iced up and stuck in the wall, I believe. So what the this person was a military person. They said they were in a military plane, and they were in their own plane on one side of a lake, I believe, and there was another man in another military plane on the other side of the lake all by himself, and they were told to watch the lake, and sometime during the middle of the night, they said, the one guy telling me the story told me that he had seen what looked like a tornado come up from the water surface, and something flew into it and immediately collapsed. Called the fellow in the airplane on the other side, and he said, did you see that? And the man said, I saw nothing. So that's the story I'll never forget. So I don't know if that has any meaning for you, Ron, what I just read. And I'm not sure who Michael Sala is. I have heard the name before, but...
I'm not, at this moment, I can't say for sure anything about that, okay?
Yeah.
So I won't be looking at it to see if there's any truth of that. For me, there was a five countries, which is Germany, the U.S., Britain, China, and Russia. And they all had nukes pointed at that alien, that 500-foot ship in the ice in case something were to happen and it were to start to harm the people that were there. So I did see that. I won't say the nukes wouldn't do other damage, but they were actually, everything was ready to go off in case that ship were to... or to move or something. I did see some dead people outside the ship in the ice. I saw some dead ones that were inside of the ship. And there was other ones that were sort of like you see in the sci-fi movies when they want to travel to a great distance. People get into these little pods, we'll say, and they go to sleep. Then they go wherever they're going to. The pot opens up, and they're now alive. So I did see those with live people in there. I don't know what else to say on that. So, but the other one, I'll have to really look at it a little more in detail, only because I don't have that intel. If anything deals with aliens, normally I know about it. So this one, I don't know what to say. My alarm goes off, but there's something going on. So anyway, it's good information. It could be true, may not be. Hopefully it's good. But, I'll have to do some checking on it. So thank you, the person who sent that in.
Okay. Yeah, it's very interesting. For some reason, I feel like you would be able to see these things, but they're not necessarily physical things, but maybe to somebody they are, and they can see them. So.
Well, Brazil has a lot of that stuff outside in the ocean out there. There's a gigantic alien base outside Brazil going down, and I saw, like, submarines that were, like, frozen. I won't say that the water's freezing, but they had an energy field around base. When I went in there, I saw aliens breathing this horrible air, and there was only a couple, let's say, humans there that had the oxygen mask on, just like they would be in a bad situation with, like, spacesuits on. I did see that and some multi-levels of that. Had a bunch of saucers there, we'll say. I think they were. This is going back maybe a couple of years, but they were there too. In fact, they were going to do an invasion at that time, and we had to wipe them out. So they were down quite a few levels. Anyway, well, it's just same crap, different day, you know. So back to you.
Okay, so you think that event was a while ago and not necessarily what's happening now. Do you think that they're still here trying to take over, or they're just collecting clones?
Yeah. If they're looking for people that are trying to escape or whatever, those people, I could almost, I'll say 99.9%, they're clones. And if they, you know, the clone will probably, you know, fall over dead in 5 years. So if they do get somebody for crimes against humanity or something, if people want to see that and jump up and down, you know, and get their faces beat red because they did all this stuff, well, now they, you know, just going to be at the clone that's here, and the other person that did it is gone. So I don't perceive any person here that's done anything like that that's here, because we've hunted those people down since a year ago last October. So they're basically out of here. Back to you.
Well, I just really think that must be a very good thing. At least that old energy that we have been dealing with is leaving, and hopefully soon we'll all start feeling something different and things will change for the better. So, okay, Ron, somebody wants to know, is Earth in alignment?
And the Earth is fine, yeah.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you for asking.
Yep. Yes, we're always glad for somebody always remembers and writes us an email so that we can be sure to ask. Okay, this is concerning just signing up to vote. The person wants to know, am I hooked up if I have signed up to vote?
Well, I'm assuming that they voted in the United States here or going to. Is that correct?
It says I signed up for next year. I'm not sure what that is referring to, or if they meant for who gets in next year. But other than that, it doesn't say.
I don't know what to say, you know.
Right.
Being hooked up, you know, when you... You know, when you sign up to vote and you're a citizen, you're under the laws of the corporation. So, corporation, you know, is changing. It's changed quite a few times through the bankruptcies of the United States. It has different names. So, that's why they're talking about bringing in the original republic. The energy is still here. The Republic, but you have to get rid of the other stuff that's in its place, in a sense. So that's what they're talking about. When you hear different people, they're trying to get back to the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights, bring that forward as a republic. I'm sure everybody has heard that.
Mm-hmm.
They can use different words that you're used to hearing, which could be something else, a whole different meaning on it. So I don't know if the person would be hooked up or not. You know, would they? Well, I guess the answer is in the question, you know. If you're hooked up, well, you know, maybe you hooked up. What did the paper say on it that finally gets to get hooked up? That's up to you to read that and to look at it. I don't know what to say. Maybe the person, I heard something about people who are voting that are illegal aliens or something, that are not citizens, they have the right to vote, they become a citizen. Well, maybe that person is asking that. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not political at all, so. Back to you.
Well, I guess it is, you know, obviously duality, but also definitely when you sign something that you're going to vote, then you also get put in a pool of people who could possibly be picked for jury duty. So watch out for that. Okay. So we have another person that wrote, and this is a response to last Wednesday's show request for people's feedback about feeling Trump's energy. Okay. So this says, I just want to say I'm not even American, but I have been feeling Trump's energy, and I felt like a release when he won. I even dreamed about him and also had a vivid dream about Hillary. She was in a room full of people wearing the usual trouser suit, and everyone was ignoring her and was sitting all alone looking abandoned and deflated. So he must be on a timeline of that occurring. Very interesting. Okay, well, all right, Ron, this is about the spirit barcode. We have a question about that. So you said the spirit barcode clearing will not have the person be forced into incarnations back here on the earth because the dark side won't be able to read who they are and coagulate them and put them back in the body, which is great. But they're wondering, can the person's spirit be forced onto other planets through the dark side? So I guess if they have a choice, they can. I always took it that when you cleared your spirit barcode, that meant that you would be able to find your own parts. You would recognize that you weren't being recognized and you could get off of this planet. Is that correct? I'm not sure. Ron, are you there? We may have disconnected with Ron, so I'll just talk about the call on Saturday so we can get him back. Okay, so as many listeners may know, we have a special pin call removal on Saturday, and that's November 19th. And in case anyone's new, I believe this is our third pin call removal call. Very important. I always think it's great to do. I'm so glad Ron's doing another one. You can click on it. You can access it by www.creationlightship.com. Just click on it. It's right on the top, and it'll take you to how to pay for it, information about it. It gives you the different time regions. It's only $20, which is a great price for all the work Ron does for us. You will feel awesome after, pretty much guaranteed. It's only $20, so you click on the PayPal Buy Now. You do have to have a PayPal set up. Hopefully most of you already do. Okay, so it looks like I'm in Central Time, so for me it's going to start at 1 o'clock. If you're somewhere near California, it's going to start at 11, and Ron expects it to go for about 2 hours. However, as we all know, he often goes a little later than that. So, okay, then also on Sunday we have our 8-hour Ascension call, which flies by pretty quickly and is always recommended that it's done. And what Ron does on that call is really whatever he sees and feels that needs to be cleared from our audience. And I believe what he calls aliens are a lot of parasitic entities or energies or leftover bodies basically left in our bodies that make us very tired if we don't get them cleared out. So it's always very helpful to have that done. Okay, I'm just going to see if we can find Ron again. Okay, I'm sure we'll have him back in just a minute. Okay, and I'm just going to go through the website for the newbies so that we can cover some information. Wow, we're getting Ron back. Okay, special weekly clearings. These are really great calls. They're only $20 each, and if you buy them by the month with the Saturday call and also the 3 8-hour healing intensives on Sundays, then you can get a really special deal. Everything goes together, so it's, I believe, $200 a person for a month, and then you're on the Creation Lightship all month. So that covers Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tuesday is the courting call. Wednesday is water activation. Thursday, Ron heals our clone bodies, gets rid of them. And then Friday, he removes entities. And I think you're back on, Ron. Are you there?
Yeah. So the entity call is a good one for people. Remember, entities are here running around. I'm sort of checking out the clones that are here. So it looks like some of the clones may be somehow on a different timeline, but they're able to somehow pop into our timeline and they leave. But they don't seem to be too responsive. Like, let's just say that you're in the store, a grocery store. Everybody goes to a grocery store. So, well, you're doing your thing, and I was doing their thing, but they don't seem to acknowledge you, which you might see them, but they just don't act like you're not even there, like you're invisible. They do have money to buy stuff with. So I don't know what to say about that, but it's quite interesting. I'd be curious to know if people are seeing less cars right now or not. No? Or they have more peace around them. So, anyway, and I know we talked about having your clocks on, you know, the regular time without changing it, like we did, went on, like, you know, close to 2 weeks ago. Mine's still set for the older time. I'll be doing that probably on Sunday or something. I'll get back to that time because I'm choosing to go into that timeline. Or maybe I'll do it, you know, when I go to sleep and I wake up, I'll be on it. I'll just see what I feel. But we'll see if anybody else has done that. But we also have some people maybe are, you know, to do the mind to heart drop every hour to get some comments on that, see how they're feeling. Well, if anybody out there would like to comment, you could. And how do you feel having the six of the source energies turned off? Well, the way it works, if you're first listening to this here for the first time, source energy, the 12 energies were just here on the planet just because they were. Not doing anything. But naturally, people could maybe sense something around them or energetically sense the 12 energies, maybe. You can't really bring it to you, but the dark side was using that energy to relate to it. They were bringing in the timelines into that energy, and then from there, they could attach you to it. So when I released six of those energies about a week ago, all of a sudden, people felt freer. Now, people are going to be in complete chaos because they're used to using, you know, the cause and effect energies, using their mind to create with, and that will not work because the 12 source energies are not here to bring that energy into manifestation. But that's how the dark side was using it. They kind of tricked you. Now, if you try to work on the old system, like you were using your whole life, try to do it now, it's not going to work because there's no horsepower there. It doesn't work in the now. That's a great benefit, but for most people who don't know about being in the now, connected to their own spirit, they're going to have troubles because they won't be able to manifest like they used to. They may think something is wrong with them, or something's going on, or they got abducted, or, you know, people have these wild imaginations of what happened to them. But that's the problem that they're going to have, but that's the reason why you want to be in the present moment, to use your spirit to manifest rather than your mind. Anyway, that's where we are. So I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Well, so is there any way to make things happen in your life, or are we already just at peace and that's it?
Well, if you do the mind of heart job, you're at peace. And when you start to daydream or think of something, or you're bringing back programs from what you've learned here, programs are still here. And it's still inside of you, but when you're trying to manifest something from that program, it's not going to work. Can't work. So, you know, you have to learn to manifest it in the present moment. And then you're going to have results happening. How fast, I don't know, but, you know, the energy out there, you know, with, you know, the law of cause and effect, the alien energy, the matrix, is no longer connected to people. They're using the 12 source energies to connect to that. We talk about the manifestation of bodies and stuff from the dung pile. They use that dung pile energy with that light in it, and then that can be used to do your manifestations with. That no longer is working for people who are living here. It may work different for the clones. For humans, you have to be in the now, and you may get an idea from the darkness that you had all the time, but you can't manifest because it's not going to work. Maybe be a little frustrated, so it just, it's the way it's supposed to be. You have to be in the now to manifest. Back to you. Let's see if anybody else has experienced something like that, where what they used to do is no longer working, and when you do the mind to heart drop, all of a sudden it works. I'd like to get some comments, if I could, on that. Somebody's, you know, another way of explaining it than what I'm saying here. Thank you.
Okay. So, Ron, just before you were disconnected a moment ago, I had asked you a question. I'll just repeat it. It's pretty short. It says, the spirit barcode clearing, that will make it so that a person will not be forced back into reincarnations on this earth, but could they be forced onto reincarnations on other planets in the dark side?
Okay, onto this earth, yes. So we'll take care of that one. But that's put upon you, you know, when before you were conceived or during that time, have the aliens control you. So I guess the question is, so the question to me would be, Ron, if I get abducted by the aliens, and I go to another planet, dark planet, will I have reincarnation? Yes, because that only works at ascension time. Remember, every 10 minutes you are controlled by an alien races, and you're a cloned human. So you've been living this for your whole lifetime. You have to really understand what's happening. When you're in the present moment, they're not controlling you. So every 10 minutes that you're awake, so six times an hour, you are abducted, and they create the hologram for you, everything else, and they're controlling you for what they would like to do to you if you're able to listen to their commands, okay? And you're only real 3 hours a month. And hopefully you're awake when that happens. And they attach the energies to your skeleton, to your bones, bone marrow, et cetera. That's your GPS location here. So the question is, will I be abducted? Well, you're abducted every six times an hour, and you're living at a false, Earth. So, you know, could you be abducted and going to a dark side planet? Well, you're already doing it. It's not like you have to wait for the future to get the bells and whistles to go off to try to figure it out. No, it's your whole lifetime has been this. If you live in the present moment, you're not abducted. So hopefully that helps you. It might sound a little weird or scary, but you know, this is what happens to you. So doing the spirit barcode at ascension time, if the dark side tries to take you sideways like it did 2,000 years ago, can't do that. But that only works at ascension time. It doesn't work every 10 minutes. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, so if we've answered that question, then I guess we're good. And if we haven't, please write back into us and clarify if there's anything that we didn't answer in that one. So that would be clsquestions@yahoo.com. And by the way, listeners, I did not mention this earlier, but after you pay for the PIN call through PayPal, you're going to get a receipt in your email box. And then you're going to send that receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that's going to go straight to Ron, not to the radio show host. And then Ron's going to know that you paid for the call, and then he will send the PIN codes out to you before Saturday's call. Just wanted to add that real quick. Okay.
It'll either be tomorrow night, possibly, or it'll be Friday night.
Okay. And Friday night's going to be a great show to listen to because you're going to turn off the extra six energies.
Yep.
With right now, and we already have.
Those energies really don't affect you. Just was the dark side was using it.
Mm-hmm.
Source energy is with you. Should be with you all the time. So it's nothing that you'd be losing. You may not have really ever consciously connected to it. Oh, it's just the energy that was left over. The dark side figured out a way to use it. So not going to be missing anything. What you're going to be gaining is that the dark side will have, you're not going to be able to connect through using your mind to manifest because that energy doesn't come to you. You can't stick to anything if it's not here. Part was sticking to that energy, then it was resonating to you because you resonated with the source energy. It's on a way to creep in and do that. Dirty deeds, you know. Oh, back to you.
So I'm just trying to figure out exactly what you're saying when... Okay, so let me just ask, when Jesus came here 2,000 years ago and he also brought these energies here, or he just maybe let people know about them, did that actually spark other people to go, hey, maybe this is something we could hook onto to do our stuff and to manipulate how we want things to go? Or did they always know about this?
Well, the false source energies have been here since the planet was created. That's the residual energy that the planet had. So it wasn't being used, it was just here. And so when people came here and the dark side decided to figure out a way to connect to you, the easiest way is to fool you and to connect to source energies somehow to ride on the energy or whatever so that it would connect to you. Well, hard to explain, but that's kind of what I'm perceiving happened. I say, well, how could the light have something tagging it or connecting to it with darkness? Well, as you start to use your mind, manifest, which is what you've been doing, you know, the law of cause and effect, you know, your thoughts control your reality, all this stuff, you know, new age stuff, and old age too. But as you started to use that energy, as you had a thought, then thought would be using spirit energy in you, and it would come through, thought would come through that energy on the planet. Because you're using planetary energies with the 12 source energies to bring it to you because you have to manifest the energy, right, from the planet because the planet's here. If you want to do something, let's just say, you're not going to make anything in thin air, number one, okay? Now you have to get something physical to use. Something physical to you use would be a planetary creation. You understand, right? Let's say that you wanted to be a carpenter, right? And you wanted to get 2x4s and nail them together. Well, can't do that invisibly. But you would get something from the planet that would have source energy in it. And then the mind energy would give you the thought about nailing the boards together. You'd be using that energy from the planet, from the source energies. They're also connected to you, so they kind of like sneak in and put those energies with you in the creation process. Creation process they were actually using from the dung pile, because your body's making the dung pile, where you're that's how they create you. Each 10 minutes you're created, they take the stuff in the dung pile and create you. That's why at the expos when I make people's hands real, wow, this is really strange. My hand feels different. Well, I recreated your hand from being from the dung pile into source energy. But so now your light body is making a physical body versus the dung pile energy. So once you kind of catch on that you're using the mind to create something, so using the energy of the planet, which is source energy, those 2x4s, we'll say, on the poor tree that got cut down, but you're using that, and from there, it's still going to work. Not now, if you try to do that, get an idea, and try to manifest it, it's like Zippo, it's not there. Because you can't use the energy any longer. The darkness can't be used in your creation. Oh, there we go.
Wow.
If anybody has any questions on that, you can, contact us through CLS Questions at Yahoo. But you cannot use dark energy any longer in mind, bring forth a manifestation of light, which is what you'd be using normally to create something with. It's still going to be physical, okay, but you can't use that program to create with. You can look at stuff from the past, how to nail those 2x4s together. But if you try to use that energy to help you push through or to get the ideas how to do it, you're going to end up with nothing. Where would I put the nail? No, I don't know. I had the idea of hammering together these boards, you know? You saw yourself doing it. And then when you start to do it, you go, wow, no, I have a nail, I have a piece of wood, but how do I connect these together? Before it was simple. You had a alien program telling you how to do it. So that information there and the instructions will say is not there. You can't create from that any longer. Back to you.
Well, goodness. Anyone who's ever had curses, hexes, or spells put on them is definitely really getting a good healing now, because all that is just falling flat. Nothing's happening. And Ron's going to completely take anything away that could possibly use that energy on Friday. So, okay, this is really good news. So for anyone that has that curses, hexes, spells clearing, do it. You might feel even more densities come off of you, and we have a testimony about that. It says, I do not miss the six source energies I feel. Like I feel effortless motion like when I was on Paradise Island. I can feel many, many years of clearings working even more without the extra layer of alien densities.
Oh, which, that's very,
yeah.
You still may need the clearing because, remember, you got internal and external, so you're still going to be full of the crap, what you manifested in the past. That's still inside of you, but what's going to come in new, you won't be able to use it. Well, eventually you're going to get yourself cleaned out. That's up to you to work on yourself. And the clearings that you may have had, in the past, will start to work even probably better to start clearing yourself out. Oh. That's why you get the unlimited to stay current. Or, if you don't have the unlimited, now is your chance to buy the unlimited because you need it. Just go through and, if you did an emotional clearing, 10 years ago, don't have the unlimited, then they get the unlimited version and the current, and it will start taking away more stuff than it did initially. That's why you have the unlimited, to stay current, and it'll also bring back everything from your past and make it renewed again. The unlimited clearing is so much more than you'd ever even think that it would be. It's so useful. Back to you, Michelle.
And I also feel it's important to remind people, once they've done some healings, to do the magnetic and twisted body alignment healing, and definitely a good idea to get the unlimited. If you haven't bought it yet, just go ahead and get it. It really helps. I noticed for me, I had been doing a lot of healings, and I felt this kind of pressure, and I couldn't really figure out what it was, and then I reminded myself I needed to do this, and I did it, gone. So my body just needed to let everything go and to accept all the healings.
So you know, the IQ and the education are wonderful, and, you know, to do the creativity. Now you can get more energy from the creativity clarity. Oh, I guess back to you.
Okay. We have another testimony. It says, tonight, two people were standing in the street talking, not caring if any cars came around the corner. It was dark, and they were wearing dark clothes, and it was hard to see them, but they were apparently completely unaware. And I know where I live, Ron. It's very strange. I feel like I'm seeing more cars than ever, and I live in a small town. But it's almost like too much, like they're trying to prove something. So very strange. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so this just came in tonight. This was dated tonight. It says, I just came in from letting my dogs out and was kind of startled. I saw a light in the sky over my cabin and thought, what is that? Until I realized it was the large moon. It was full 3 days ago. It was not in the spot it always is in. It's a very different one and large, and that's here in the North Woods. So it might be a very good idea for people to do their planet star cording release, because it does have a moon clearing in there to get it off of your mind, body, and spirit. Any of those energies.
And remember, they're making holograms, you know, which like they always did, and because the energy is changing so much, you know, your sun, the moon could be in a different location, because the holograms, maybe the data on it isn't exactly correct. So yeah, you could see something in the sky in a different direction that you used to see, you know. Or you just know that you're looking at a hologram. Like I said, is the sky going to be blue when we get this stuff out of here? You know, what's it going to look like? You know, maybe, you know, the aliens all buy the same color blue paint, you know, put up in their hologram, and when the Earth gets the way it's supposed to be, it may not be blue at all. Oh, and maybe all the houses around in your neighborhood that are cloned out or whatever, or people are bringing a house in from a timeline, may not be there. Maybe you might see vacant land around you or something. So just to be kind of sci-fi, but I want you to know that people get dropped in next to you when you're driving your car. A car shows up out of nowhere, it's there. Well, you got to start realizing what's happening. Telegrams being created. Interface with you. You know, a human. No, I don't know what they do with the clones. That's not my agenda. You know, do they drop clones in next to another clone? I don't know. You know, where things are happening, but you know, humans, you know, a lot of strange stuff happens. Like how driving into the billboard. You're driving and get a little mesmerized, and all of a sudden, you know, you blink your eye or yawn or something, and you miss your turn on the off ramp. And you're 5-10 miles down the road, you go, wow, what did I do here, you know? Due to a song on the radio. They just recreated everything, and you miss your turn. And, you know, then you wake up, wondering what's going on, and where were you? Anyway, back to you. Where did you go, I should say, when they abducted you? Maybe they're checking your implants, checking everything else on you, you know, the checking your blood, checking everything else. No. I won't get too much more into detail. Oh, you know, where are you when you're not here?
Back to you.
Okay, Ron, you did give us some homework last week, and that was on Wednesday, and somebody replied. So it says, Ron had so much to say about the different political parties, so I did some homework on it because I felt so much after doing the dark side practitioner clearing with Hillary Clinton's name in it, ran that for a couple days, timeline crashed the day of elections as well. So my research went back to the heritage of when the Democratic Party started, and they've been timeline crashing 6,000 minutes. 1820 was the start of the Democratic Party with President Andrew Jackson. Wow, so much information on Wikipedia. Who would have thought this party was for slavery? My question, Ron, is going back that far okay? And any other suggestions to clear these programs from these parties, mind control and timeline crashes?
Well, all you can do is work with yourself. So by doing a clearing, trying to clear a party, you know, that's like almost impossible. You've got to clear yourself. So how was your ancestors affected by that, okay? I don't have a seventh generation for political stuff. She could probably deal with a special clearing and go into the other clearing, which is for seven generations. I think it's called the generic seven-generational clearing or something like that. But basically, if your ancestors believed in the Democratic Party back then it would be a brand-new energy. They got hooked up to something. And then from there, was passed on to you. So naturally, you may possibly want to be a Democrat. You know, I don't know, maybe because it's in your family lineage. But what's happening to you each time there's an election from your ancestors, and maybe even you having a body, and or your soul family. Maybe your soul family is all Democrats, you know, and other people, you know, maybe there is a Republican soul family. You know, I don't know. But you're getting all that energy, so it's whatever it stands for. That's how you have to look at you know, timelines. What does that timeline stand for, and how many timelines are you on it? Well, like if you're on a pain timeline, then, you know, you're having pain with everybody else. And then everybody else's problem is your problem, because it comes into you. So if you're on, say, the Republican timeline, then you're on the timeline with everybody's thoughts who are a Republican and what they believe in, okay? And that could go back to the get-go also. It was the Democratic timeline, where timelines are programmed, so you're associated with that. That's why we have clearing to get you off of that. That's why we have the media clearing to help you out. You know, we have the citizen indoctrination clearing. We have another clearing, which I can't think of the name, but it's there to help you get released. You know, we have the signs and symbols clearing. So, you know, all these are there to get you off of this stuff. But you don't want to have extra programs running in you that you don't know anything about. They're still internal. And, you know, that's the whole process, is to get rid of your contamination, the stuff inside of you that's preventing you from being who you really are instead of running a program. So that's basically it, you know. And, you know, the more that you work on yourself, the better off you are. As far as, you know, going in, like the question was, could I clear the Democratic Party? Well, you're clearing it from yourself. Get out of it. You're getting rid of that slime energy. Being in an organization. Well, there's organizations out there, groups of people, you know, maybe they drank blood all the time, you know. You know, we know about that because seeing the old days, you know, they had stones with a little trough on it, and they cut somebody's head off, the blood went somewhere, and they drank it, you know. That's a common thing. It's probably, you know, it's happening today, too. It's passed on power from that and doing their spells and chants and everything else. You know, you're associated with that. The whole thing is, you know, you want to get that off of you. That's sort of what we have clearings. Oh, cultural heritage disconnection. That's good. Okay, so back to you.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion to get rid of all the voting civil responsibilities and obligations, the cultural heritage disconnection healing, and also the organization affiliation clearing, because they are all organizations, and it's part of our culture. So the person who wrote the last email just wanted to say, glad to be of service, love watching the clouds break up. It's a nice validation the clearings are working.
Okay, so the very clouds good. Break up, timelines that you would have been living on, being abducted onto, they're no longer there. You're actually seeing the movie set breaking up. Oh, it's a great thing. And if it's really an intense one that you're releasing, for some reason they always have sirens. I don't know why, but if you hear sirens a lot around your house, doing some timeline crashing, somehow, you know, I can't tell you how or why, but ambulances may go by, or police cars or fire trucks with their sirens on. Wow, I really got a hot one this time, you know? I don't know why that happens. You know, there's something going on there which I don't have explanation on, but it does give the validity that something is happening. Back to you in confirmation. It's like our show is getting close to the end. Maybe you got a couple minutes to go. Do you want to talk about, Michelle? Or any?
Well, one person wrote and they said, this week a university student approached me. I never saw him before. And shared with me that he felt confused with the life. I told him about Creation Lightship, and he was listening. And I gave him the mind to heart drop. He was somewhat aware to manifest with spirit. So that's great.
Good. Like I said, if you get that mind to heart drop out to everybody on the planet, we'd have peace. Oh. Maybe somebody's listening who maybe was possibly working for Trump or one of the other politicians, and where they're, you know, doing things. And, maybe I could tell all the people that I've been working with in the past, they should do this here to have a better life. No? So that's the whole thing. Everything has to work with you first. You can't really rely on somebody else to fix your life for you. It has to come from within first, from you. Oh, let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. Oh, you need to command your spirit out loud. So here we go. And now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. I will facilitate that action of doing that, counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Allow your friends to do the mind a heart drop. It'll work for everybody. Oh, see you later. Thank you, everyone. Good evening.